Ron, I guess so. Cam is clear to go.
Yep. Yes.
Will you participate? Yes. Will you work?
No, Cam's going to participate full go. You know, obviously we'll monitor just to make sure, and you know, he'll you know, go through his treatments just like he's supposed to in terms of maintenance. But he's starting day one, you know, on the field. Probably the best thing, you know, that happened was he went up and did that little 7-on-7 he did with the group of wide receivers. And apparently, you know, he got back and he didn't have any problems from it or any issues, didn't he? How'd he look?
Pretty good.
Okay, good. I heard you were there, so. Good. But, you know, I'm pretty excited about having him back on the football field full time with those guys.
Ron, I know Dave just went through point by point. Just curious your reaction on Greg.
Well, we're going to leave it at that, Joe. I mean, all these things concerning that will be, you know, Dave Gettleman questions. I'll let Dave answer those because he's going to speak for the team in terms of one voice.
What about in terms of the locker room?
No, I'm not worried about that part of it. I mean, he's as Dave said, he's a member of the football team. But any questions dealing with anything else as far as Greg's concerned will be Dave questions.
Ron, I know obviously Cam's full go. Will there be any type of you guys maybe taking a couple reps back from him, or would he be as participating as much as he did last training camp?
Just as much as last training camp. Unless something happens, unless he has an issue or something like that, which we don't foresee. I mean, you know, he's been cleared. He's looked good from my understanding. You know, I saw him today bouncing around, so I'm pretty excited to see him on the football field tomorrow.
How disheartening is it with Jonathan Stewart's hammy and just him?
Well, you know what? Not as much as I think people would think, because he's been doing a lot of good things. He had a good OTA in minicamp. He was working very hard. You know, I talked to Jonathan yesterday when he came in to see RV, and it wasn't. He didn't seem or sound as serious, you know, as some hamstrings can be. So it's probably just a matter of time. You know, we're not going to pup. We're not going to NFI him. We're going to have him out and around, and he'll be doing some things. He'll be going through walkthroughs. He'll be going through some basic stuff. For the most part, his rehab will be with RV, but he will be integrating himself with the team in certain situations.
And just obviously your thoughts on Kubel, a guy that – really thought could bolster your offensive line, and for the second consecutive year, you're just not going to have him at all.
Yeah, unfortunately. You know, he's a young man that showed a lot of promise, obviously. He had a good college career. He, you know, did a lot of good things for us very, very early on, and we got excited about him, and unfortunately this happened. So we'll see how it goes, and hopefully, you know, he can get it taken care of, and, you know, you just got to look at his, you know, down the line now.
When did he do this? When exactly?
I'm not sure on that stuff. As again, I have not – I mean, I just basically got back on vacation too, so.
Related to any of his other injuries?
No, it was probably all during the process of working out and all that stuff, so we'll see.
Do you know anything about what's involved in the surgery?
Nope, I don't. I really don't.
Or what his prospects are for next year?
Well, we'll find out after the surgery.
Rod, kind of a different reporting schedule. Coming here first, what do you expect to get done?
I mean, we're going to do what we typically would have done, just going to do it a day here and a day there. I mean, today we're going to take care of all of the administrative stuff that we need to, all the league-mandated meetings that we need to have, you know, the league security and the media stuff. You know, those will be the basic things that we take care of initially. We'll do our conditioning tests, and then we'll start with offense. We'll start with a team meeting, then offense, defense this evening, and special teams. Tomorrow we'll come in. We'll do what we would have normally done up there. We'll have meetings in the morning. We'll do our installation walkthrough. Then we'll have meetings in the afternoon. Then we'll do the evening practice. Then we'll move up to Wofford. The morning, the players will basically have to travel down, get checked in, and then get ready to go. These first 2 days, you know, that are because they're not in pads, they're vital days. They're important days, but because they're not in pads, it's easy. It's an easy transition for us because the only equipment that we have to move basically would be helmets and shells. Everything else is up there ready to roll. All the equipment is up there ready to roll. We just have the basic stuff here. So we feel pretty good about the transition of having 2 days here and then back up there.
You said last month that offensive tackle, specifically left tackle, is one that you're really going to be keeping your eye on, maybe more than any other position. Is that still true going into training camp?
Yes, it is. Because, again, we've got some young guys that have opportunities. You know, we start off with both Byron and Nate competing, along with Gary Williams, who's a veteran guy who's played a lot of positions for us as well. We think those three guys give us an opportunity to find a starter out of that group. But it most certainly is going to be a competitive position. It's going to be a position that we will watch for obvious reasons.
Is tomorrow the practice going to be essentially like the first practice that Wofford has been for the first?
Yes.
For the last
year? Yeah, it'll be the same tempo. Obviously, the same uniform, you know, per league rules, same length, and we'll use the same periods. You know, we'll do the basic offense defense on one side or the other. We'll do the installation, and then we'll do the group periods, and you know, come together, work against each other.
Any other kind of positions that you're going to be early on keeping a real close look at?
Well, I mean, for the most part. Defensive back will be, you know, corner. We feel very good and very comfortable with what we've done at safety. We think we've got a lot of good veteran talent there. We feel that the young guys that we have there are also going to be competing and developing for opportunities to play. But at corner, you know, we think it's a great opportunity for somebody to step up. And it's going to be I think it's going to be fun to watch that group. And honestly, I think it's a good group. It gives us some options. So hopefully somebody will step up and take the bull by the horns.
Clarifying, Stewart, is it strain pulled? Do you know what specifically?
I couldn't tell you. I really couldn't. I mean, you know, just it seemed very optimistic to say it was just a week to 2 weeks. And you guys know me; I'm optimistic about a lot of things. So when I heard that, I was very excited about that because, you know, to me, it's just a matter of time.
Did Dave say that happened while he was working out?
Mm-hmm.
Secondary and excited about that. Is Godfrey,
yes.
Feel like he can compete for starting every down?
Yes. Charles is definitely in the mix. He's a, you know, he's played the position before, although it was just in college. He's played the nickel position for us while he was here. So we see those skill sets. We see that ability, and we think this might be a real good transition for him. So we're anxious to see how he looks.
What side would he, if you work at it for every down, which side would you start off?
I'm going to say probably the left. You know, both. You know, they're gonna work both sides. Everybody's working both sides. We're gonna find the best combination of guys, is what we're gonna do. We're not gonna pigeonhole anybody. So he's just a left. He's just a right. He's just a nickel. These guys are gonna, you know, show us what they do best, and then we'll go from there. You know, the hard thing with Charles is we really didn't get to see him work during the OTAs and minicamp period. So, you know, where we put him could change very quickly. So to sit there and tell you he's gonna be one way or the other for sure would be unfair until we get an opportunity to watch him.
Ron. Kind of the reaction around the league, it seems like on Ray Rice that the league maybe didn't send a strong enough message with two games. I'm not asking you necessarily to get into Rogers' decision with that, but do you feel like the league makes a pretty good effort in terms of proactive message?
Yes, I think the commissioner made a very prudent decision. He made a decision that he weighed a lot of options and made his decision based on that, and that's pretty much it, Joe. You know, we're gonna go along with what we're told by the league.
What about proactively, though? I mean, from going to your time in the league to now, I mean,
it's very clear, Joe. A lot of things are very clear. You know, and the league is trying to make sure that these things are out there and that the players are aware of them. Player Association is doing, you know, what they can as well. So, you know, as players and coaches, we you know, we react to the policies that we're told and we go about our business.
Coach Charles talked about big corners being the latest rave and that he sort of fit that bill. How does his size help him? What he'll be asked to do?
Well, when you look at Charles' ability, he's a physical football player to begin with. You know, playing safety in this league, you got to be a physical player. But he's got the physical stature you're looking for. He's a little over 6 foot. He's right under 200 pounds, runs very well. He's very stout and physical, plays with his hands very nicely. And because the receivers are getting bigger, and you know, we got probably one of the bigger ones in Kelvin, I think it'll help. I really do. And that's what you want. You want tall, lean, long-armed players to be out there trying to make plays for you.
You had a lot of 3 o'clock practices, it looked like, scheduled. Is that those subjects? It seemed like last year you had a few more evening practices.
Well, we're, you know, for the most part, I think the practice schedule is a mix. if you really go back and look at it. We have several morning practices. We have a few in the afternoon, and then we have a few in the evening. And, for various reasons. Trying to get away from the evening practices for the most part, because if you got too many of them and you start having rainouts, you don't have a chance to make them up. So we really looked at that. I talked to several people about that, and so we've changed some. So, there are some things that are different. And you might have an old schedule, because I redid some schedules. When I was on vacation, I looked at some other things and came back last week and changed a couple of things. So you might have an old one.
Vacation good, able to recharge your batteries?
Yes, it was. It was a good opportunity to get away. But as you can tell from what I just said, I did a lot of thinking about what we're doing and some of the things that we need to do and get better at as we go forward. There are a lot of things that, in having time to get away that, as people say, oh, you just get a chance to get away. You never really get away from it because you want to make sure you've thought of everything, or at least I try to. I took a little packet of schedules with me and went through those things. I looked at some of the practice schedules as well in terms of our periods and thought about some of the things that Mike and Sean and Richard had asked me about and looked at some of those things. So there's some tweaks to what we did last year. We tweaked this year going into training camp, all with the idea of trying to get us better. I spent a little bit more time. I talked to RV and House about a week and a half ago, I think, and we talked about changing some things up too, trying to avoid heat and put us in a better position to practice a little bit longer earlier in the day, as opposed to if you're in the late afternoon at the height of the heat, you want to get off a little bit sooner. But if we can practice when it's a little bit cooler, we might be able to extend the length of practices.
Along with time changes, all that stuff, the slow starts, the first three seasons, I know you want to get off to a faster start. Is there anything you looked at that you found that maybe you can change other than, start times? I mean, anything that you've come up with that may want to change heading into the practice?
Well, hopefully we learn from last year. I mean, as individuals, as coaches, and me as the head coach, I'd like to think that some of the things that we did later in the season should be conducive towards us starting fast. And we'll see. I mean, the emphasis is obviously to get off to a fast start, but as we showed, and hopefully it doesn't happen, but you go 1-3, you can still have a chance to go 11-1. So you just never know. So we'll take it and address it as we go, and we are going to take each game one game at a time, and we'll start that mantra very soon.
Have you addressed Greg Hardy's situation with the team, or do you plan to? And so, what would that mean?
Dave Gettleman question. I'm telling you now. I'm just telling you right now. If it's going to deal with Greg, I'm going to leave that to Dave, and let us have one voice on how we're handling it.
Address the team?
We'll leave that to Dave. We'll let that all be handled by Dave at the appropriate moment. Or Charlie, for that matter.
Yeah. He's got a team meeting coming up.
All right. We'll see you guys. It's good to see y'all.